Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. By the way, if you don't mind me saying so, my book just won a second award, the Axiom Business Book Award. So I'm kind of proud about that. We just found out about that yesterday. So check it out, folks, at ageofthecustomer.com. Rashid Zahidi is here. He's our new friend, but that's not going to last for long. He's going to become an old friend. We like what he has to say. He's the author of the Business Immunity System, The Pitfalls and Side Effects of Data Handling Privacy Issues and Background Checks. It's basically a playbook on how to protect yourself from a lot of different threats. I encourage you to check it out. Rashid, tell us how we can find the book and how we can find you online.
Well, thanks, Jim, and congratulations, by the way, on your book as well. It's a great book. It's a much needed book, and I like how it breaks down what's going on right now with customers and businesses. So,
your own website?
I'm sorry?
Your own website. What is your website?
It's for the background checks. It's sbchecks.com. If you want to find out more about the book, it's businessimmunity.com, but the book is also available on Amazon or your favorite bookseller.
In e-version or hardback. So, okay, Rashid, let's talk about something that's pretty been quite a bit in the news lately, and that's income tax ID theft. I mean, I saw the figures the other day, and I've already forgotten them, but it was staggering, the number of people whose identity has been stolen. And the people went in and filed a return claiming a refund for that person, and they get in ahead of you, the bad guys.
Yes. I mean, they what they like to do is they like to take advantage of that lag that exists between when the IRS issues the refunds and when they actually later on cross-reference all the documents and get the other copies from the employer. And the IRS issued about $5.2 billion worth of fraudulent returns in 2013. $5.2 billion.
Billion. Is what in fraudulent refunds.
Yes. In 2013.
That means there are that many people. There are all those people, you know, probably $200 to $1,000 at a time. That many people who are still waiting on the refund, and they're not going to get it.
Yeah, I mean, the crooks sometimes, you know, get there first.
Unfortunately.
And the IRS, just to show the trend, in 2008, they identified 47,000 cases of those types of cases.
Wow.
But in 2012, it went up to 641,000.
Wow.
690.
How do we protect ourselves? How do we protect ourselves from this?
How do we protect ourselves?
Yep.
Well, I mean, we have to safeguard our information, both in print and in electronic form, and also verbally. I mean, your mail, obviously, you have to make sure it is secure. Any documents that are sensitive, if you're done with them, shred them or keep them under lock and key. And if you're using a tax preparer, make sure it's a reputable one. Make sure that it's one you've been working with for years, or don't use one of these fly-by operations it just set up yesterday. And if you're doing this online, use secure networks. Make sure your computer is up to date. Make sure your passwords are strong. Make sure you don't fall victim to phishing scams. That can come through email or that can come over the phone. Mm-hmm. If you didn't initiate the call, don't give out your personal information. Be stingy with your personal information. And monitor your accounts. Monitor your reports. And if someone doesn't have a legitimate, haven't shown you that they have a legitimate, justification for asking for your personal information, don't give it out, because it all matters.
Right.
Any piece of information, additional one that they get their hands on, allows them to get past the authentication questions, get past the different stages and gets them closer to actually stealing your identity or getting into your account.
Well, yeah, and this tax ID thing is really I think that's kind of new, isn't it? Certainly at this scale, and I think it's basically because more of our information is available at scale, right? I mean, 15 years ago, nobody's Social Security number was online. Now we have our Social Security numbers in any number of places.
Yes, and then that's why it's important that that I mentioned earlier, like everybody has to do their part, because I mean you can do all the safeguards and you hear about these stories and then it's like there's mm-hmm. a big bank who was hacked and the information was compromised. I mean obviously like a lot of these institutions they need this information for one reason or another to provide a service or to be compliant with a certain regulation or such and for identification. But we all have a role to play in safeguarding this information. And then when it comes to that, all we can do is monitor, because you can take all the safeguards at times, and then an entity like that, I mean, will come under attack, and then your information is out there.
Mm-hmm. But I want to ask you one quick question. I've only got about 20 seconds. The identity protection services that I see on advertising, are those worth the trouble?
Well, I mean, if you want to, you have to do research and you have to pick the right one, mm-hmm. Not the one that just like pretends that they have everything, but they're actually just selling you stuff you don't need.
Right.
But you can do a lot on your own as well.
Right.
And I go into that a little bit in the book.
And that's all in the book, folks. The Business Immunity System by Rashid Zahidi. I encourage you to check it out on wherever books are sold, especially Amazon. And Rashid, thank you for being here. Good job. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. Anytime, Jim. It's a pleasure.
SBChecks.com is the website too, right?
Yes, SBChecks.com.
Okay. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.